Welcome to the MSP, which stands for Morning Splash Podcast. Jody, did you know that?
I knew it.
Technically not a, it is a podcast, but we call it a podcast.
Yes.
There's an N in there. Podcast. Okay. And of course, Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday.
I know.
I asked you guys your favorite mom stories. I'll tell you mine. My mother did not cook a lot. Maybe twice a week. You know, we grew up because she worked a lot. Mm-hmm. My dad worked a lot.
You played ball.
Yeah. It was always something going on. So it was always easier just to pick up dinner. And not that we ate fast food, but we'd eat a lot of restaurant takeout stuff. But she did cook a couple of things that I loved. I loved her spaghetti. What kid doesn't love mom's spaghetti, right?
Yes.
She would make like pork chops, but my favorite was lasagna. Mm. And lasagna usually happened on Sunday evenings. She would cook the lasagna for a few hours, as lasagna takes, you know.
Well, yeah, you have to cook the sauce for a while.
You got to do your noodles. Yeah. You got to bake it for a while. So the house just smells like lasagna. And my mom really took a lot of pride in her lasagna. Now, she would never say that she was a great cook. She just, the things she knew, she did really well with them. And she loved to cook that stuff, kind of like I do. I'm good with two things, spaghetti night and taco night. Yes, I know, they're very elementary when you look at the whole scope of the culinary arts, right? But it's what I know.
It's what you do.
And I embrace it. She cooks this lasagna. We finally get it out the oven. We sit down to eat. And you take a bite, you're like, oh man, that's it. Mom's lasagna. But something's not right about this particular lasagna.
Uh-oh.
And my dad notices it next. And then my mom notices it next. And she looks on the stove and realizes that there is the noodles she did not put in the lasagna. It's one of our favorite stories of my mom.
I love
it. Like,
oh my goodness.
I guess my mind is going already. I didn't know about it. So we had noodle-less lasagna.
Oh,
but it still tasted good.
I bet it was delicious.
Yeah,
though.
I like that stuff. Yeah, it was good. So, want to wish all the moms, obviously, a very, very happy Mother's Day because it's just a couple of days away.
Yes, it
and
is.
And I realized I got to get something, you know, for my wife still. I mean,
she's
not listening to
this podcast. Don't share this with her.
Uh-uh.
I mean, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Well, we'll do like the flowers at work because, Jody, you can speak to this for us. It's not about getting flowers from your husband or your kids for any occasion. It's more about people seeing you get the flowers.
Well,
that's what it's all about.
That's what makes it so important.
Exactly.
Having it set on your
desk
and everybody at work seeing them delivered. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, who are those flowers that are coming in the door for? I wonder if it's for me.
I don't mind doing roses and flowers, but Tad can attest to this. Them things ain't cheap.
No, they're not.
And if I were to pick up the flowers and drive to my wife's work and bring them to her, it wouldn't be the same.
No,
it'd be
not
like,
at all.
Because then they know that you kind of
have to have it.
You cheaped out.
You
cheaped out if you did it. You went to a grocery store
and
you bought the flowers and you
probably already had the vase at home and you just reused it.
That's why, guys, you need to have at least one coworker that your wife doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just some random dude that you can have deliver the roses or the flowers.
And he can put on some generic hat.
Yeah, he could do that. And then you would never know the difference.
I never thought about that.
That's the way out.
Genius.
You give him like $5. You go buy the roses for like $20. And then you're, because if you order them online or wherever, it's going to be, you're out $60, $70 every time.
Well, a guy actually had me to kind of do that, but it was with a banana split for his mom for Mother's Day.
Okay, wait. He delivered a banana split to his mom?
Yeah, his mother loves banana splits.
But so that's not like a secretive thing.
That's one of those things that's got to be 30 minutes or less, though.
He asked me if I would actually, he got all the stuff to make the banana split, and he said, will you pretend to be like the delivery girl?
To the banana split delivery girl.
So I actually
the
went along with it, and I
delivered
it. And it was so nasty by the time I got
it. It was like sloppy.
Yeah.
Could you see if ice cream stores had to, if they had delivery guys be like, look, here's your two cones. I had to lick this one because it was starting to drip a little bit.
They get specific rules like, okay, you can only get this much. No hot fudge, caramel sauce because it'll melt everything.
Yeah.
But this is a true story, I promise.
Oh
I did
goodness.
It.
That is a strange, I've never heard that before. Wow.
Yeah.
Ice cream, like my wife loves ice cream. And when I'm out, I'll get the text like, hey, if you're out.
If you're out.
Why don't you pick me out something?
Yeah.
Pick me up something. And I'm like, oh, I don't mind doing this for her because I care about her.
Yeah.
You know, but I also know the transport process for ice cream. It's like you're transporting an organ for an organ donor. I mean, it is unbelievable how much stress and pressure I put on myself because I'm watching this ice cream melt and I'm driving as fast as I can got the AC all the way up, trying to keep it cool. Yeah, and I don't think she understands that. It's like so much stress and pressure on me just to deliver her
ice
cream.
It's easier to get the half gallon than a single serving.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. It'd be like, well, what do you want? Well, I want this in like a waffle bowl. I'm like, oh, man, you're adding to the melting process.
Yes.
Like, you know what you're doing to me by doing this?
Do you know how much stress this is causing? I will say this about the store-bought ice cream with the, you know, the half gallons and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I never knew the value of the paper bag at the end of the aisle until I tried it. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever done that? You've seen the paper bags at the end of the ice cream aisle?
I've never seen that before, no.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So I was like, you don't need a paper bag for ice cream. Just put it in the plastic bag. The paper bag keeps the ice cream so much colder, like the whole way. Like it keeps the temperature down.
Okay, wait. This is something
bag.
You find at the ice cream aisle?
At the end of the ice cream aisle, there's like a little thing of paper bags. You just pull one out and you...
Right.
Put your ice cream in there.
Yeah.
It keeps it from, number one, getting the bag all sweaty and whatnot. Keeps your other items dry as well, but it also locks the temperature in.
It does. It works.
I never knew. I tried it. And I was like, wow, what have I been missing?
I had no clue.
Totally works.
It works.
I'll have to try that next time.
All right.
I think we've covered a lot here.
We have.
We talked about my mom's lasagna, noodleless lasagna.
Yes.
We talked about Jody, who was a
ice
Sunday
delivery
girl.
Yeah.
Banana split delivery girl. That is so weird. Guys, we gave you a good tip on how to, you know, cheap out on the roses, but still have the same effect with your lady friend, right?
Yeah.
And then we learned how Tad is obsessed with ice cream.
That was a big secret.
We already knew that.
We knew that.
All right. It is the Morning Splash, MSP. It's Froggy 104.